Oral Jewelry and Loan, how may I help you?
Hey, it's Nick with RDI Diamonds. How's it going?
I'm all right. How are you?
Good. Is this Jacob, right?
This is Paula's grandson.
Yeah, but I thought your name was Jacob.
No, DJ.
DJ. I'm sorry, bro.
You're all right.
I was actually thinking about you as I was dialing the phone because I know you were out. You weren't feeling well. And I'm glad to hear you sounding better. Right? Are you not the grandson that wasn't doing good?
No, maybe you're confusing me with somebody.
Okay, it was definitely over at your store. I thought it was her grandson that was, like, in the hospital.
Oh, no, it might have been my dad.
Oh, okay. He was down with the flu or something. Had to go to the hospital? No?
No, that doesn't ring a bell.
I do get confused sometimes, but I swear it was Paula's grandson I heard wasn't doing good. All right.
I think she has a few grandsons, maybe.
Yeah, I imagine. Most grandmothers do, right?
Yeah.
Word. Well, anyway, man,
enough.
It's good to hear you from you anyway. What are you guys up to? What's good with you guys over there?
Not much.
I heard you've been getting a lot of snow in Ohio this year.
Yeah, very unfortunately.
Yeah. Because you guys don't know what to do with it. Like, the snow removal people don't.
No, we got about 20 inches, and it's just pushed to the side of the road.
Yeah, I mean, at least it's on the side, right?
Give me one moment. I'm going to put you on hold.
I can call you back later.
Oh, well, I just had to hand this customer a tissue.
Oh.
Just 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Assessment of the value of your item. Our team here is made up of licensed auctioneers, antique and jewelry experts, and a GIA graduate gemologist. So you know we know what we're talking about. For the best and brightest.
All right, sorry about that. I didn't have any nearby.
No, you're all good, man. You're all good. Customers come first. I'm mainly popping in to see if you guys have anything that you're working on that I can help out with, right, or some holes in your inventory where I can get to this or that.
Let me put you on hold for Grandma because
she does all
of that.
You got it.
All right, man.
Thanks, DJ. Have a good one, man.
Of course. You too,
buddy. Bye.
Get anywhere else, making us the most trusted spot in Dayton. Visit oldworlddayton.com to see why.
Hello.
Hey, Paula. It's Nick with RDI Diamonds. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you, Nick?
Oh, I'm excellent. Thank you for asking.
Good.
Yeah, we're just, making our way through the winter and, you know, still conducting business out here. Natural diamonds are doing well this year.
They are?
Yeah. I mean, that's what I see from my...
That's what you hear.
No,
okay, it's not happening over in this area.
Well,
not
I mean,
in the pawn shop.
They're
still going for the labs.
Yeah, it's not even what I hear. It's what I see because, we work with thousands of stores across the U.S.
Yeah. Well,
and we're sending out diamonds and they're giving us money for them.
Yeah,
so
that's good.
In
the pawn shop, they're loving the option of the labs because, you know, that's what pawn shops do. They offer things for a good price, and that's
I got a
why
question.
They come here.
I got a
yeah.
question for you.
Yeah.
Because with the lab-grown market, how it's been,
uh-huh.
I mean, are you, if someone brings in a lab-grown, you know, diamond ring,
yeah.
are you, I mean, you're pretty much offering them the gold price on it, right?
I mean, well, I've got a machine that tells the difference, and I know that they're cheap, and so, if you buy something from me and you sell it back, you get half your money back, not with labs.
Oh, okay.
But not with labs, yeah. So we don't do that with the labs.
Yeah.
I'm telling them that the market is changing.
Yeah.
So that we can't do the same thing with lab stones. But we'll give them the gold. We give them a better deal on the gold than sometimes than what they paid for it because gold has gone up.
Yeah, a lot.
So they're better off not going with what, especially if they paid several years ago, they're doing better with gold.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that doesn't come into play when it comes to labs at all.
Yeah,
no,
we,
I don't do that.
We took the labs out of our trade-up agreement a while back. So.
Yeah.
But we still offer lifetime trade on naturals. Been doing it since 97. We'll
yes,
do it forever.
I know that.
Okay.
I've been a customer of yours many, many years.
Yeah, no,
many
I know.
Yes.
But, yeah, you know, we actually also have a...
But if anybody asks and I don't have it in natural, I know to call you.
Oh, my gosh.
For
I can't
sure.
wait. Because,
yes.
you know, I have gem print on all with all my natural diamonds now, too. It's
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Are you familiar with gem print?
I've heard that, the term before.
So it's
that
like...
It is an actual printing of the stone? Is that what it is? Like a...
Not quite. So there's a machine that we use that we got from them that it takes... I don't know exactly how it records it, but it records every facet, every inclusion in the diamond and
yes.
creates a unique profile of each diamond. No two diamonds
uh-huh.
are the same. So it's like the
right.
it's like the fingerprint of the diamond.
Right.
And insurance companies love this, right, because it can
yeah,
uniquely identify your stone.
Yes.
And you have the ability to, you know, register the stone to your customer at
but
no cost to you.
But doesn't GIA do
them.
The same thing?
No, GIA is different. They grade the stone. They're not.
They don't show you where the inclusions are?
They
in
show.
In a GIA search?
Yeah, but they're not mapping the plotting. They're not.
Oh, got it.
This is, we put it, it goes in a machine, and
yes.
it literally from top to bottom,
and
side to side.
Yes, and it's sort of like an imprint.
Exactly like an imprint.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's, yeah, and there's no etching or anything like that. With
right,
it.
Right.
Just by the unique characteristics of the diamond.
Listen,
it's
if
cool.
If I had... And I do, on occasion, have somebody that says, I don't want lab.
Yeah.
You know, on occasion. But
yeah.
to tell you the truth, if they say, I don't want lab, and they understand what lab is,
yeah.
and I tell them what lab is, and they say, I'm still opting out, then okay. But many people don't, they think that lab somehow is a fake, and so I have to explain to them that it's actually a diamond and that it lasts forever and that it doesn't have a rarity factor. The rarity factor
is
gone. And so you pay for rarity.
Yeah.
And so there is a high-end store here that one of my ex-employees works for.
Okay.
And he loves watches, and they are the only place in town that Rolex will supply.
Oh, okay.
So he works there, and he said they're not allowed to even say the word lab.
Oh, yeah, but
how could they possibly sell this $50,000 diamond in their case when there's a lab stone that looks just as beautiful next to it for, fraction?
Yeah.
So how do you sell your 50? So they're not even allowed to talk about it. Somebody says, well, what about lab? They just put their hand up and they go, we don't deal
yeah.
with that.
Yeah.
Go to Costco. At all. So yeah, and they still do fine because there's some wealthy people in town that just wouldn't go anywhere else.
Yeah.
But that's not the case with me.
Yeah, no, I know. You have a different
I have a different
clientele.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah, so but yeah, it is that the rarity factor 100%.
Yes. Right.
And you know, but that's what made diamonds valuable this entire time.
Yes.
And that's
yeah.
why, you know, and then lab came out and was like, oh my gosh, I could get like the same thing for a little bit less. And it was like, yeah, that's incredible. But then
right.
they didn't, there's no regulation to it. So now, I mean, not, it's not, there's not
what
rare
you,
at
what
all.
What do you mean by that? No regulation.
No regulation as far as nobody said only so many of these can be made. You know?
Oh, no, that's right. So that's why there's rarity is out the window.
Out the window, yeah.
Whereas the beers controls the regulation. They say how many diamonds get out into the world every year.
Yeah.
And they control that with their site holders.
Yeah, and
so,
aside from that, there's still only a fine.
You know, they absolutely are controlling that. So
but
that's
also,
what makes it rare.
But they're also
Don't you wonder how much they've got? They're holding back. They've
but also there's only
but
so
they
many.
Keep it held back.
There's only so many that exist. Also, right? There's only so many that exist because they have to be, you know, created in the earth and then mined and cut and all this.
Oh,
but then.
There's a bazillion diamonds they're holding back.
They hold
it back to control. Oh, my God, are you kidding? They hold it back to control the price, period. And that is what they thought when they went into the lab business. They thought, well, this is what we'll do. We'll do the opposite that we do, and we will flood the market with lab, and that'll lower the price. And once we lower it down to dirt, because there's so many out there, then people will not be as interested as they are in natural. We'll get our business back. But what happened is that people said, yay, cheaper. So, yay. And it kind of backfired. But still, and I understand, people who are selling naturals have to sell the rarity factor that, you know, these things are in the ground for a million years, and you're getting something that survived with everything else that is used for tools and everything else. You got the pick of the crop, so you have to pay for that. And so the rarity factor is definitely there, and but how do you sell that again? That's the problem. You sell it by creating an atmosphere, which is what James Freed Jewelers does. They create an atmosphere where they turn their nose up to it and say, nobody but poor people would ever consider such a thing.
Yeah.
You know, and this is our rare gemstones, and this is what you should buy. And I see that. I would be doing it myself if I had that kind of store.
Yeah.
But
I
don't.
I kind of have to sometimes because I, you know, as a wholesaler, you know, I'm not.
Yeah, well, this is what you're sitting on. You're sitting on the rare stuff.
Well, no, I mean, I have lab.
You guys got to sell the rare stuff.
I mean, so I have lab also, right? But
yes, of course.
But I'm getting the same, you know, I'm getting like the same margins.
Listen,
essentially.
Yeah,
on
cheaper the labs get, the less money your company is making. You just have to sell more of them.
A couple weeks ago, I sold I forgot what size it was. It was over three. I don't know exactly what it was. A 3-carat pear shape, right?
Yes.
I did the math on it.
Yes.
And I would have had to sell to make the same amount of money.
Yes.
Oh my gosh! I don't know how many.
I know.
As grown as it was. It was an
I know.
It was like 30 or
yes,
more.
Yes, of course.
Of the
yes.
lab. Maybe it was 50.
So, yeah, it
was
benefits.
A lot.
Yes. It benefits to be able to sell. A company that is, you know, is dealing with that, it benefits them to sell one compared to having to sweat it out and collect for dozens, of course. So you have to have too many salesmen for the other.
I would have to do 32 of the of a 3-carat
right.
lab
yeah,
pair.
Totally.
So
I get it.
And you know, and jewelry started out as a luxury industry, right? And so
yeah.
there is that exists there. And when people are looking to buy large natural diamonds,
yes.
That doesn't mean that
they
want to.
No, I wish I knew those guys.
Listen, but it doesn't mean that they want to spend extra money.
Yeah.
They don't want to spend
right.
the most money that they can. They'll still come to you to
yeah,
see
well,
what kind of deal they can get.
Yes, what kind of deal they can get.
There's perceived value there.
That's for sure.
And they have.
And I have, you know, had people shop. But usually they're the smart ones. The dumb ones are the people with money that just want to say, this is where I got it.
Sometimes it's like that too. Yeah. Yep.
It's the smart ones that shop around.
You know, he went to Jared's. Do you have a Jared's? How about
yes,
you guys?
We do. Of course we do.
I didn't know if it's like, you know. I know it's Signan, so they're everywhere, but, you know.
Yeah, one of the girls here that works here has worked at Jared's before.
Oh, yeah. He went to Jared's. Was their tagline for the longest time. And then, you know, remember the commercials? And they saw him walking up to the house with the bag from Jared's. And
yes.
they're whispering to everybody, oh, he went to Jared's. I bought into it. You know, we got a Jared's over across from the mall. And I was like, man, am I supposed to be going to Jared's, you know? And, you know, because I didn't know.
At one time, my husband and I, now I'm talking about years ago, we were advertising in the trade magazines to buy stores that were going out of business. So we traveled everywhere. We would go to different cities and buy out stores that were closing.
Okay.
And we went to and one of them was not just a freestanding store. One was in a mall.
Okay.
It was an Asian guy. So he's on a corner at the mall, and I'm looking at the prices, and I whisper to my husband, no wonder he's going out of business. I can't believe the prices. So he's not going to take our offer. He did. And we ended up at his house, sitting down, going through all this merchandise, because he was closing. And I said, well, why didn't you just lower the price? And he said, I couldn't. And I said, why? He said, not only do I have this high overhead in here, but I'm sitting on a corner as well, which is more than anybody else, and I have to pay a percentage of my sales to the mall. I was blown away. It's no wonder he had all these gigantic prices. When you have to slice and dice your profit that many ways, I tell my customers, you can't possibly get a deal. But what they offer is financing.
Yep.
So that person can walk out the door with what they want.
And that's where they get that's where they make the money too.
The couple has already broken up and the guy's still paying.
Still paying for it. 100%.
Still paying for it.
I've been there. I've been that same guy paying for something that, you know, one of my ex-girlfriends was wearing. You know what I mean? And I'm just like, because I financed. I think that was at K Jewelers. You know, this is many years ago. I used to work at K Jewelers, 100 years ago, 20 years
ago. Yes.
Absolutely. And by the way, that's what a lot of the online retailers, you know, the Rare Care.
I know.
Style, they're making their money off of the financing.
Right. Exactly.
So.
Yeah. So I try to explain to my customers, this is what you're saving. You're saving that expense that these stores have to incur. Not that they're bad guys. This is what it takes for them to stay in business.
Yeah.
It takes me a whole lot less to stay in business, so I can offer you the same thing cheaper because I don't have the same kind of overhead.
Yeah, what kind of
I already own this building. The only overhead I've got is all these employees that I've got.
Question for you.
That's my biggest expense every week.
Yeah, I can imagine.
It's the biggest one.
So,
but that's why they can pay. That's how I try to sell, is I don't have all that. I don't have the mall. I don't have that kind of overhead.
So you don't need to do, you know, I have a jeweler that they have a few locations and they're in the mall, right? This is in a different state than you. And
yes.
And they have to be able to key the diamond, or the owner won't let them do it. So they'll be trying to get, like.
Oh, they do. They keep it.
Key it, like double it.
Oh, they double. Oh,
they,
of course.
Yeah, they have to be able to keystone it.
They have to keystone sometimes more.
But like I'm talking about even on a bigger stone, the 2-carat, you know.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And I'm like, that's crazy.
That's big.
You know what I mean? Like you could
that's huge.
You could say, you know, yeah, if I make $10,000 on this, we're good. You know what I mean? I don't need to double the cost at you know, $20,000.
Yeah.
You know, you could say, hey, you know, if I make $7,800, paid
that's all
this
I need.
For yeah, or whatever. So yeah, you're able to you know,
yeah, I'm just the guy that's getting it in the mail and handing it to you.
Yeah. I mean you're an experienced and aren't you a gemologist?
Yes.
Yeah. So I mean you're more than just a guy that's getting it in the mail.
Right.
But yeah, 100%.
So me and the guy at that very expensive store are the only two gemologists in the city.
Really?
That actually went to New York and became gemologists. The others did it online. And
aww.
I want you to know that I hired my brother-in-law. My brother-in-law decided this is what he wanted to do. He did the course online.
Yeah.
So I hired him to go through my stones. He was grading CZs. I went, holy shit, I can't believe that online course. He didn't get to hold the stones. He didn't get the opportunity to do what we did, where you were there with a teacher who showed you everything you needed to know. Online is nothing if you don't have the stones in front of you.
Yeah, agreed.
So here he was grading cubic zirconians. I said, what are you doing? These are CZs. Oh, really? Oh, my God. I thought, that online course. And he actually passed. He went to New York and took the course, the test. He was not a dummy. Passed it, but his eyes could not see the difference. They never handed him a cubic zirconia.
Yeah.
So you see what I'm saying? So
yeah.
He saw it as the beautiful stone. That did it.
He was like, wow, this is perfect. We
yeah.
can mark this up. Why is
yeah.
it so cheap? It's a
I
CZ,
was,
my friend.
Yeah, I was. I was floored. Then I said, well, that doesn't work.
Oh my God.
So all these guys that are finishing this online course are grading CZs, unless somebody told them what to look for different. Or see, at the time we didn't have little instruments that you can hit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, back in my day, there was not a little thing that you could go beep and see that it was a diamond, where as you
yeah.
do today, there was not all that technology in order to do, so you had to know what you were doing. This is, you know, back in the 80s.
I didn't know you could become a gemologist online. Let me find out.
Yeah, back then. Yeah, it was in, and I'll tell you when it was. It was
it couldn't
around
have been
the year 2000.
Okay.
It was around 2000 when he went, when he did it online. And I thought, well, wow, this would have been a whole lot less expensive if I could have done it this way. And then I realized when I saw what he was doing that he really did not get the same benefit that David and I had of holding the stones.
Yeah, I mean, I see diamonds.
With a teacher standing over you saying, do you see what I'm telling you to look for?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's a whole different ballgame
yeah.
than doing it online.
We have.
It was just, you know, I think it was just a way of them making money.
Oh, for sure. 100%.
Because it didn't produce gemologists, for sure. Sure. So, yeah. But, you know, and back then I could go to New York and stay at a hotel. Cheap. Well, my husband did. And, you know, for us it was kind of expensive at the time. But now you can't get a hotel room there. And I had a friend who was wealthy that had an apartment. Her family had an apartment in New York. And she said, why don't you stay in the apartment? Because it's rent control and that we're not there all the time. So I have my babysitter go on weekends just so that there's a human person in the room. You take the apartment for the amount of time you're going to stay, and I paid for the utilities and the phone, and that's it. And so I was able to go for a lot less money, not having to pay, you know, for a room somewhere. I got that for nothing. And it was within walking distance, which was fantastic that I could do it that way.
How long did you stay there for?
Oh, it was about, I would say, 5 months, 6 months, something like that. I was gone. My husband was gone first and then waited. He went in 83, I went in 89. And in 89, it was much more expensive to stay, so it was really great that I could stay there. When I was looking for my husband at this hotel, and they told me, I said, gee, this is a great little place close by. And he said, why don't you check that out? I saw where he was staying, and it was horrible. And there was roaches in there. He said, there's bugs in here. And I went, those are roaches? Jesus Christ, you got to get out of here. So I went to this place, and I go in, and I said, I'd like to see a room, and I'd like to have it for, you know, several months. And the guy said, I'm sorry, we're all booked. I said, this place is all booked? And he said, yes, it is. And so I went back, and I said, David, they said it was all booked. He said, baloney. There's no way that that place is all booked. Go back. Maybe talk to somebody else. So I went back. And the owner was there, or manager, whoever, and I said, I'd like to see a room. And he said, oh, okay. And I went, well, I was told the other day that you were completely filled. And he said to the girl at the desk, make a note. He doesn't know a lady from a whore. He thought I was a prostitute.
Oh, my gosh.
Trying to get a room up there to work out of. Yeah, that's what the first guy thought I was. And so I just howled. I thought that was hysterical. So, yeah, he was able to stay at this little, you know, there was a foreign place, and it was on I'm trying to think of what street it was on. It was just a block or from the school. And back then, the school was actually on Avenue of the Americas. And
I don't know where that is.
Yeah, then it moved. And I was in another building. I think I was in the main building. Wait a minute, let me think. Was I on 47th? No, yeah. I think I was on 47th, at the corner, yeah.
GIA is on 46th, right?
Yeah, I was in the same building that the... what was it called? Because I took a tour of that, where the Diamond Dealers Club is.
Oh, okay.
That's on the corner there. One of the kids in my class, his mother was the first female in the Diamond Dealers Club.
No way.
First female. And so we had some larger stones back at the store, my husband said. And the airlines out of Columbus, you could fly to New York for, I think it was like $50. You got a round-trip ticket. It was $50. So I would, when he was there, I would go there one weekend, and the next weekend he would come home. And we could see each other every week that way. And so, same thing, when I went, it was still, you could travel cheap. Now there's no way that you can do that. But sometimes they have, like, package deals back and forth to the city.
Well, yeah, also $50 is way different than now. I mean, obviously.
Yeah.
Like,
and so I didn't have to pack a suitcase. I had clothes at home. So I could just hop
back and forth. I mean,
back and forth, no problem.
I think you can't take a train to New York.
But at any rate, this gal, we had some large stones, and she said, "Why don't you come to the club?" So I went in there, and I'm looking around, and she apparently, and I didn't know how it worked. She's a broker, in other words. She sits between you and the buyer, and she argues for you. In other words, she's dealing in your behalf. Although you're sitting there, she's saying, and then she finally says to you, "Well, this is the best deal you're going to get." You know, and then, of course, she gets a commission as well.
Yeah.
But what I got, what I was blown over, was the wall of shame. The people who have screwed people out of money, they have their picture and their name on a wall.
No.
Yes, they do.
Is this still like that, do you think?
Back then, there was a wall of shame.
It's like, don't work with these people.
Do not deal with this guy. He will try to screw you. Yeah. Yeah, they did that. I thought that was so cool. I really did. I said, that's a way to weed out the bad guys.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Isn't it great? Yeah. I thought that was super. Anyway.
That's crazy. No, seriously, like, you have no idea how much I appreciate when you tell me stories like this, because
it was wonderful. There were people there. There were children of very wealthy people. That we had, in fact, I wish I could remember the name, and I see his name all the time. My husband went to school. When he went to school, this kid was, and it was from Italy or something, it was a huge dealer. And I went there when in New York, there's one of the biggest emerald dealers, and his son was there. And I said, why are you here? You could be working with your father. He said, I just wanted to do it. I wanted to see what it was like. I wanted to know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
If I changed my mind. And I went, okay. And so he would treat us, he had a lot of money.
Yeah.
He would treat the whole class to lunch. It was a wonderful experience. So wonderful. I was the oldest person at 40. I was the oldest one there. Everyone would go out and party. We had tests the next day. I'd be in this little apartment passing out from exhaustion studying the night before. And they're out having a good time. No sleep. Come in. Take the test. And I said, my God, the difference between 20s and 40s. I was the oldest person.
You're not lying. You're not lying at all. I'm going to be 41 this year. And,
okay.
And I remember when I was 20. Yeah, like I could do no sleep. You know what I mean? Be out all night drinking and smoking.
And then
the next day. But I don't drink now. You know what I mean? I quit smoking cigarettes maybe a few years ago.
Yeah.
It's just like, and if I drank, oh my gosh, it would be terrible. You know what I mean?
Oh.
I can't do that and do well here.
And these kids were drinking and coming in and passing these tests. I couldn't believe it.
That's crazy.
On no sleep.
Yeah,
kids
got amazed.
There were kids in my class that actually came from different countries. There was only three people in my class of the class of 20, 21.
Yeah.
There was only three whose first language was English.
No way.
I swear to God, there were Asians, there were people from Israel, there were people from everywhere.
Wait, what?
Lived in New York for a year to learn English so they could take the daggone course. I don't know how they did that.
No, class of what year? What year was it?
This was 80. I was in 89.
Oh, okay.
The class of 89.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And so, I just couldn't believe. And some of them were different places, but they spoke Farsi.
Oh, okay.
So they could communicate at least in a language that may not have been theirs, but that it was they were able to understand one another.
Oh, okay.
Those were the Middle Eastern ones.
That's crazy.
They actually were speaking Farsi, so it was sort of like a language that encompassed a lot of the Middle Eastern countries, so they could communicate with one another.
Okay.
And I said, why don't you just try it in English? You had to learn English to be here. They said it was easier for them to speak to one another.
Yeah.
Using Farsi. Yeah.
Oh, instead of because it was like a hybrid language, like in the middle of what there was.
And they'd go out and drink and come in the next day and pass a test. I don't know how they did that, I swear to God.
I just felt
to be young again. Yeah.
No, but now you look back at it and like, so I try to look at it like this. You know, I realize that I'm not 20, but my dad is telling me it's like 40's not, like you're still pretty young. Like you're not old. You might feel like you're older, but you're
young. I just turned 83.
Yeah. So
2 days ago.
2 days. Happy birthday.
Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah.
No, maybe it was three. It was February 1st.
Oh,
yeah.
Happy birthday. Yeah, for sure.
Thanks.
What did you do for your birthday?
Well, we had a big little party here where they had a lot of food, and it was wonderful. And then the night of, my family had a gathering, and we all went to a big bowling alley and had food there, and we all bowled, and it was so much fun.
That is fun. Last thing, and I'm going to let you get back to work.
Yes.
I just talked to DJ, your grandson,
yes.
right? And I was like, oh, I'm glad that you're feeling better, because I thought that he was the one that was in the hospital with the flu in December or whenever it was.
No, that was me. I had COVID the very week of Christmas.
I know. And you missed out on everything, all the cool things.
I was so pissed off, I can't tell you.
I thought the busiest week of the
whole year, and
yeah.
I had COVID. Yeah.
Yeah, and you missed out on the family stuff, too. But I'm glad you guys had a cool birthday party, you know, to make
it. Yeah, I did. Thank God.
That's awesome. And you felt great.
Yeah.
So, always, give me a call whenever you want to.
Okay, right? I will.
And anytime you're looking to impart some of this wisdom on somebody, I hope you think of me. meanwhile, I'm looking up to see if I could become a gemologist online. Yeah, Lord knows.
See if they still do it. They did back then.
It looks like they do. And Lord knows I've seen enough diamonds.
Yes, that's right.
So, I mean, teach me the
It's always
the theory
nice
now.
To have it. It's always nice to be able to say it.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. But, but all right. Well, I'll let you fly. Paula, thank you so much for the conversation. We'll talk soon.
Sure. All right.
All right, be good.
We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.